Foreign investors have begun to price in a slower rebound for Indian stocks this year on concerns that the relatively meager stimulus the government has delivered for businesses and consumers will leave the economy trailing its main rivals. Mumbai and number 39, S equity indices have bounced about 43% since crashing to a four-year low in March, as the huge flows of cheap capital provided by global central banks when COVID-19 struck made heavily discounted stocks attractive. Despite pouring about $1.98 billion into Indian stocks since late March, foreign investors are still net sellers this year with outflows of $2.75 billion. In March alone, they pulled out $8.35 billion, according to stock exchange data. And what, there are a lot of macro issues that make India a little less of an easy story, and what, said Rashmi Gupta, Emerging Markets, M, portfolio manager at JP Morgan Private Bank in New York. And what, it has to walk a fine line as it has a higher debt to GDP, gross domestic product, ratio and Dosan and number 39, T have much room compared to some other M economies in terms of its ability to provide fiscal stimulus, and what, she said. At the heart of the problem for any economic recovery, investors say, is the pain felt by India and number 39, S poor since lockdowns in March stranded millions of migrant workers, or left them to walk home from major cities. And what, people who need the help are N and number 39, T the ones getting the help, and what, said Silesh Lad, head of active emerging markets fixed income at AXA Investment Managers in London. And what, a lot of people in India live hand to mouth. If you don and number 39, T know when the next salary is coming, then your consumption spending reduces. And what? While India presented a monetary and fiscal stimulus package of $266 billion, or 10% of GDP, economists say new spending commitments will only come to about 1% of national output, or roughly $20 a head, on top of its original 2020 budget. At the same time, China is pumping more than 4% of its GDP into the economy with its coronavirus rescue packages. Analysts say India is constrained by its public debt to GDP ratio, which stood at 71% early in 2020, second only to Brazil in the BRICS group of major emerging markets and ahead of South Africa, China, and Russia. It was also above levels the International Monetary Fund recommended for developing economies exposed to swings in growth and currencies. Market participants now predict further cuts in India and number 39's official interest rate, but the weakness of the rupee, down 9% in the past year, may also give policymakers pause. And few expect Prime Minister Narendra Modi to deliver much more. And what, with the fiscal deficit threatening to cross 6% even in the absence of larger stimulus, and individual states also having to borrow more, it and number 39's not possible to issue a larger package, and what, said Arbik Barua, chief economist at HDFC Bank in New Delhi. With India and number 39's COVID-19 outbreak now the third worst globally after the United States and Brazil, Mumbai and number 39's main indexes are down about 11% since the start of the year compared with 3.5% for emerging markets as a whole. By contrast, markets in mainland China, where the authorities are pumping funds through the financial system at a record pace, have recovered all their pandemic losses to trade 13% higher so far this year. Manisha Ray Curie, head of Asia-Pacific equity research at BNP Paribas in Hong Kong, said he had a 2020 target of 35,000 for India and number 39, S&P, PBSE Sensex, implying a fall of 4.6% from current levels. And what, in view of the continuing decline in corporate earnings estimates, we think the market could go down before it goes up, and what, Ray Curie said.